If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And yet another episode has dropped. I can picture it now, the children in the house ringing the podcast bell, calling in the exhausted heads of family from the fields, everyone taking their familiar seat by the fire. Where's Grandpa? A little one asks, and a parent responds. He went on a business convention. A business convention, the boy says? Grandpa hasn't worked for decades, ever since the mill was overtaken by vines. Look, says Mom. You want to play 20 questions? Or you want to trust that there are things your soft, tiny brain isn't ready to know yet? Cool. And with that, the whole family falls into a pleasant and/or terrified silence and proceeds to sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 years and a couple months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to, yes, to defeat the Dark Lord, but currently to help Prince Tom Blaine Belleroth take his rightful place on the throne of Northeastia. I am joined, as always, by my three co-hosts, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion
and
of the Great Halls
see,
of Dragons.
And you see, I got three co-hosts, so I'm afraid we're going to, it's not going to affect you very much, but we don't have time for the full name.
I yield my time for Usidore.
Oh, shit. All right, Yusi, go ahead.
The elves know me as Fiangalak. The dwarves know me as Zonenhook Stangis, and I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there are so many secret names of such great power that if e'er one was uttered aloud, most assuredly your bones would each pop out of your body, form a skeleton that would slap you across the face, and then jump back into your body in the most painful way possible.
Those would have to be fast bones. So are my bones slapping my hovering face, or is it just slapping my skin on the ground face?
Oh, your body would still be fully erect.
Don't. Speaking of fully erect, I'm joined by my other co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. Arnie, did you see what I got?
No. What did...
You know, I have Scoop Booby the dog, and I have Seance the cat.
Mm-hmm. You're regular Dr. Doolittle.
I don't understand what that means.
It's a person who, if you've got a lot of animals, you don't have time to do very much.
Oh.
So here in Foon, if you've got too many pets, by nature, you have to do little.
Wouldn't it be Vet Doolittle? I don't know. I'm not a fucking name doctor. But, Arnie,
I went to, you know, in this open market, there's all kinds of little nooks and crannies. I found a cow bazaar. Cow bazaar, cow bazaar. And I bought a little cow.
Ooh, baby. That's driving me crazy.
I know. OMC. Oh, my calf. Meet my calf, sweet butt.
Cow bazaar.
Yeah, what a menagerie.
Well, when you have three pets, it's a menagerie à trois.
Thank you, Tom Blaine. But I bought Sweet Butt. I bought him his own little collar with a tie, like the rest of us, because, as you know from last week, we solve mysteries now.
Yeah. I was just about to say you have a parapet, which would be a sweet callback, but we've blown right past that into three pets.
You still said it.
I did. You know, I got it in there. I find a way.
Triapet.
Also, my third co-host, he's Prince of Northeastia, Prince Tom Blaine Belroth.
Yes, but also an author and working on a new book.
Oh, what is the new book about?
Details.
Well, it's chronicling my time to reclaim the throne, and it's following up on my first book about myself. And it's really, I started it last night in a fever of realization from the play that I've been working on with the Cockticklers, and I've decided to parlay the lessons that I learned from Winky Silks. And this is called Do You Want to Follow Your Dreams? I Bet You Shouldn't.
This sounds a lot less optimistic than your first book. Think You Can't Change Your Life? I Bet You Can.
I bet you're wondering how bat is spelled.
I mean, not really.
It's spelled B-E-T.
Oh.
It's bet. I bet you shouldn't, but it'll be a fun title because you could pronounce it, I bat you shouldn't.
But why would you? Or rather, bat why would you?
Bat why would you? Oh, that's good. Let me write that down.
Have you thought about titling a book Home a Throne?
Home a Throne.
Because, you know, you grew up in the kingdom and your family is royalty and that's your home. And one day you'll take over the throne.
Right now, I am holding one cheek in each hand and I'm opening my mouth wide, if you can picture that, because that is a perfect idea. I'm writing all these titles down because I'm realizing that history is happening all around us. And yet, who's going to write the history books? Oh. I would like to have a record of my feelings and my doings as this historic time unfolds. I am the future king.
So, Tom Blaine, you think that people that read your first book think you can't change your life? I bet you can. Would assume that the word bet in your second book would be pronounced bat because the word bet was written as bat in the title of your first book?
Yes, I think they might assume that. But what's fun is that you always want to keep your audience surprised. So you can spell words the same way, but you could pronounce them differently. So I like to think about that when I'm reading a book, is that, you know, you might think the words are pronounced a certain way or have meaning, but the author might have different words in mind and might have different ways of saying them, and that's what makes authors so incredible.
Arnie, have you ever thought about keeping our audience surprised?
I mean, I think the audience is surprised week to week by, like, what new spin I take on the intro and...
Oh, sure. Like, how long you've been trapped in Foon. Like, Arnie, I think that's all great, but I agree with Usador that maybe we could be a little more ambitious, maybe raise the bar. Like my mom always said, if you shoot for the moon and you miss, at least you die in space. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. It's a lot to think about. I have a lot to think about from the intro of this podcast. Ways to spell words, what words mean, do words who aren't spelled the way that they're meant to be pronounced have a meaning that's different than the thing that the author intends, and should things we take in as media be interesting?
Wait. Say that sentence again. I want to get it down.
Yes. Well, I have this... beginning intro of this podcast give me a lot to think about, whether words should sound like the things that they're written as, or whether the author intended them to be the words that they're written, or you should say them another way, and whether or not the media we intake should be interesting.
A different way, or the media we intake should be interesting. That's great.
It was pretty close.
I phased out both times, so for all I know, it was spot on.
Me too. You could put your hand right through me.
Oh, Bibbit's butts. I've broken my quill.
Oh, no.
This is frustrating. I'm going to need to go and buy a new quill.
Yes, quickly. While the muse has thee in her grasp, run, run, grab a quill. Write, write if you must write.
I need to find a quilting shop.
Oh, you could go. I don't know if you saw this row of booths over here in the marketplace. There's a night quill, which sells all kinds of quills. They're open 24 hours.
Ooh, a night quill. You know, sometimes that place puts me right to sleep.
Yes, I would recommend it over the day quill, as that stuff will fuck you up.
Well, I just find sometimes day quills make me jittery.
Yeah, exactly. You get a little shaky. It's upsetting.
I heard some kids just use day quills for fun. Like, they just use some day quills, have a fun time, try and stay awake.
That's dangerous.
Just writing for fun?
Yeah, just writing for fun. Just words. Unrelated. Just tangents. Free association, man.
Well, why don't we head out into the market? Tom Blaine, go find your quill and we'll peruse, perambulate about and see what strikes our fancy.
Wonderful. When I see you next, you might notice I've got something in my pocket. And I'll be happy to see you.
I mean, that could be pocket, packet, picket, anything. It's hard to say what words he says mean.
Everything's meaningless.
Usador, I think Tom Blaine broke your brain somehow.
Oh, I don't think he did that.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? We're in the market. Let's do a little shopping.
Ooh la la. All right, let's see what we got here. Look at all these booths. Ooh, there's all kinds of fun food. Mm. Oh, look at this armor. All this armor. So cool. These weapons. All kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, yes. I have so many weapons and so many wonderful scrolls filled with magical spells. Maybe we could just get something fun, you know, something sort of nice to kind of like cheer us up a bit, since maybe we're a little depressed about the fact that we've been cast out by the other wizards in our order. You know,
fun, evil stuff.
Evil stuff.
Very, but fun.
Please come. Very fun. Pop up shop. Please come. Fun, evil stuff.
Oh, I like fun stuff.
If you're sick of fun stuff that is nice, come here to the dark shop.
Ooh, Arnie, can we please, please?
Can we please?
Please, you could, Daddy. Yeah. Please, Daddy podcast. No,
please, Daddy. Is Daddy pizza, please?
Please, is Daddy pizza.
Kiddo champ, I'm not your daddy pizza. Come on. But yes, we can go.
Yes. Oh, they sound familiar. Arnie, do we know these two?
Welcome.
Yeah. Wait, welcome. I know the two of you. How do I know the two of you? Did we talk on...
Perhaps we destroyed your village.
Maybe we kidnapped your innocent.
Maybe we pinched you. So hard.
Or maybe we had brunch together ages ago, but do not remember when.
And we ignored you during it or didn't pay for beverages.
Oh, isn't it the worst when you have brunch with someone and then they don't remember? Oh, that's evil.
So evil. Wait, we were on a room call with these two, Arnie.
That's right. Almost a year ago. Hey, I don't know if you remember. Hey, I'm Arnie. I'm from another world. Oh. This is Usador. We don't have time to go through his full name.
Okay.
And this is Chunt. I think last time you saw Chunt, he was a
giant moon.
Yeah, he was a giant. But he's a talking badger now.
Oh, badger, very evil.
Very evil.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
And if we remember correctly, Arnie, you convinced us to kill our parents.
Oh. That was so evil.
So evil.
Arnie, is that true?
I mean, that can't be true.
Luckily, we tricked you into resurrecting them as the walking death.
There is a line that's evil and, like, super mean, and we usually stick to just evil. That was
right.
Very mean.
Evil, but don't alienate.
Evil with honor.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, today we have a sale. You can get 7 evil products and get the 8th one, sinister product, for free.
Ooh. Yes.
Ooh. Well, I couldn't help notice that as you were calling out to those here around you in the market, that you had fun evil things.
Yes.
Do you have any fun things that aren't evil?
Let me look around. No.
Aw.
Oh, hey, you know, and I feel so bad about this. Like, I never forget a face, especially because you're both, like, weird.
Tall skinny dogs.
Don't say weird.
Skinny dogs.
No. I'm sorry. Is that like? Would you guys classify yourselves as weird?
I mean, we prefer evil, but if you think weird, maybe evil weird.
But yes, compared to the other skinny dogs, we're kind of a little weirder. You know, we're more like a J-shaped skinny dog.
Yes. This way from the side. You see it? You see the J?
Yeah, I can see that.
You can see that.
Yeah. Your tail sort of churns up there at the end.
Yeah. Yes, the J stands
for evil, but the J is silent.
Words. What? They don't mean anything.
Listener at home, if you're trying to visualize our guest, think of skinny dogs standing on their back legs, but now make it weird.
Yes, not normal like the other skinny standard dogs.
But like I was saying, I never forget a face. I remember you two very well. But do you mind reintroducing yourselves? I'm blanking a little bit on your names.
Oh, yes, we will introduce each other.
Yes, but not till much later. Because we're evil.
Oh, that is evil. Von Questra, I had a question about that the tambourine behind you there. Is that also evil? It seems fun, but is it also evil?
Oh, yes. No. How did this get here, Von Kistra?
What are you talking about?
And this is a normal tambourine.
Oh, so it's not evil?
Oh, I mean, just a second. Oh, no, Von Kistra.
I thought you said to bring it out today.
I know.
Count our coins.
I
thought you said you ruined it and you destroyed some of the sound machines on the tambourine. So
no, it's still pristine and just
fun. Is it pristine? That's still fun. That's not
it's
evil at all.
Fun, I must.
How can I buy your tambourine, please?
Well, you must do something to it to make it even.
Oh, wait a minute, Usador.
What?
Are you sure that's a tambourine? Because it could be a shambourine.
Oh,
yes.
Of course, Chunt doing our evil bidding.
Oh, we have to bid on it? Three gold.
We only accept coin.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Chunt, remember, we've been here in Northeastia for weeks. Coin, the official currency of Northeastia.
Yeah, gold is nothing.
I bid three coins.
I spent all my last coin on Sweet Butt. I guess, Usador, you get it. You get the shambourine. Congratulations.
Oh, very well here. One, two, three. There you are. This is fun. Oh, what a fun tambourine.
Yes.
It doesn't seem that jeevil to me, but if it turns jeevil, I'll exorcise the jeevil from it.
Well, you just don't have only fun because it's evil. Dang it.
Oh, what's this finger trap here? Ooh, this must be real bad.
Yeah, put both fingers in.
And it chops it off.
Oh no. Usador, my fingies, grow them back, please.
Oh, Eroth Kratrohoa.
Ooh, thank you. Usador, if you keep growing his fingies back, he's never going to learn.
I should have done that for Jinlevia.
Oh, I did it again. Daddy Magic, help me.
Erathroth Krothal.
Thank you.
Perfect customer.
You touch it, you buy it. You touch it, you buy it.
You buy it. And if you touch seven things and buy them, the eighth one is free.
Ooh,
that's pretty reasonable.
Free.
They're making free sound so ominous.
Well, free. How is it you've come here to be merchants at this wonderful outdoor market?
Just to sell things, not to take advantage of any power vacuum.
Also, we were in a cave for a very long time.
This is true.
We had a travel business, but it went a little awry because no one was traveling. Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
So we sold the business, took our investments, and decided we have so many evil things inside of our cave.
Yes.
Why not be evil and share it to the world?
Right. Why keep them away from the world? So we set out on our evil donkeys to Northeastia.
Also, we're now minimalists. We don't like having things.
Right. Oh,
evil donkeys, badass.
Yes, doggies on donkeys all the way to the Northeast.
To be totally fair, the travel business has been on a decline for quite a while.
You're telling us.
Ever since the Travelo City was established, where they have all those portals, the big O's that let you travel from one place to the other so easily, there's no real reason to work with a travel agent anymore.
It's true.
Now everyone just goes on horses.
Horses are a great way to get around. I'm friends with many horses. Have you ever met Grimhoof, the fifth fastest horse in Foon?
No, but no. I've heard of Grimhoof.
Oh, he's looking at his lips.
Yes.
Grimhoof is the evilest horse of all.
What? Yes. No, he's my friend.
Ah, well, you are in for some interesting horse friendship.
Have
you two been practicing your evil laugh since the last time we saw you?
A little bit sometimes.
Just a little bit, Arnie.
Well, what about this, little trumpet?
Why don't you play it?
Okay,
play
here I go.
Mr. the Blue.
How did that sound?
Oh,
sound?
Eustor, you have a circle around your eye, a black circle around your eye.
That's right. So many other people had touched that trumpet with their mouth that you now have an eye disease.
Damn. Why did I put that trumpet up to my eye when I could have so easily put it up to my mouth?
You had to prove you can exhale from your eye like a special wizard, but now the joke is on you.
Yes, I am a fool.
You have a perfect ring of evil bacteria.
We only have to touch four more things to get our eighth thing for free.
Ooh, I see one. What about this? It's sort of like a sort of rustic wooden plank thing, and it says live, love, breathe.
That is the one thing we, even though we are minimalists, we brought that from our cave. It is not for sale.
No, it reminds us of our past and our ancestors and where we came from.
Oh.
We will never let go of it. Nothing can convince us ever of letting go of it. Nothing at all.
Nothing. Of course, if you buy seven things, we will have no choice but to give it to you.
Up until that point.
I'd love to hear, like, what about it reminds you of your ancestors?
And I'd also like to know why you spell live with a J at the end.
It's silent.
Ah. Silent.
Now, Olympia is going to cry when we tell this story, but we are evil, so water does not come out of their eye.
Blood comes out from under my front legs.
From under your front legs?
If they were arms, it'd be armpits, but a skinny dog.
Right.
Yeah, if his arms, it'd be pitmata. You know, blood comes out of your armpits, pitmata. Am I crazy?
It took me a second, but I am with you now.
I understand it.
I get it. I pick up what you're laying down.
Oh, no, he's crying.
Oh, yeah, so much blood.
Oh, he's going to have to change his shirt.
This is actually fur, if you could believe it.
What?
It grows in the shape of a t-shirt on this skinny dog.
Did you want to hear the story?
Yeah.
Live, love, breathe. We weren't always evil.
No, we weren't.
Some might call us the most nicest skinny dogs in town.
Especially the song that was written about us called The Nicest Skinny Dogs in Town.
What happened?
Well, we would always invite our other skinny dog friends over for parties, for brunch, for movie night.
Yes.
We would reply all, and no one would reply back.
Right.
So we became really evil after that.
So you're unpopular is kind of what I'm hearing.
Well, started out with just bad etiquette. Said, please come over, watch Muscle of Skinny Dogs with us. And then one person replied. We replied to everyone. Even though we were the people inviting people, you think we could literally email everyone. But they still said, it's not nice to do this. And we thought, well, if we are already impolite, we might as well be evil. Is this clear?
Is that jump? Does that jump make sense to you?
I understand the sequence of events, certainly. I think it might have been I would categorize it as an overreaction to turn directly to evil, personally, but that's just me, because I am always fighting for the forces of goodness and righteousness in the universe, and all...
You're still doing this, Usador.
Oh, yeah, and if you were good before... That gives me all the more hope that I may be able to once again bend your moral arc towards the light.
Although no? It kind of goes the other way too, Usador, right? I mean, it sort of suggests that just the smallest thing could turn anyone evil, right? Like, Usador, if we stop responding to your messages, maybe you would turn evil.
You know, our voices weren't always like this.
No, they were not.
What were they like before?
We have one tape left of our voices from before.
From before.
From before.
Oh, Arnie, sometimes here in Froon, people take a piece of a sticky tape, mm-hmm. and they'll speak right onto it. And if you rub it together real fast, you can hear their voice from the past. It's like a more advanced version of your recording system.
Oh wow!
Let me take this sticky tape off from behind the sign that you cannot buy, and I will unwrap it, and then get your ears close, Dave.
Okay.
I'm gonna rub it together.
I'll put my microphone up there too.
Von Kisra speaks first.
Hi guys, it's me, Bonnie. I can't wait to see you all at brunch. Right, Tilly?
Yeah. Hey everyone, it's Till. Oh. See you here, unless we see you first.
Get it?
They seem very sweet.
Could you tell the difference?
I think so.
They're dead to us.
Yeah, and honestly, yeah. I like you better now.
Right, I know.
Whoa. You sounded insufferable. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
Wait, Funkistra.
What?
Were we more evil when we were nice but insufferable?
What do you mean?
Have we thought about this all wrong?
Wait a second.
Wait
a
minute. We
do have a lot of evil friends now. Our social calendar is off the charts. We were desperate back then to be liked. We would do anything for someone to even say hi to us.
Would see us and pretend to be on a conversation.
Yes.
So your awareness of your evil nature has actually made you less evil?
It seems so. Well, let's not worry about it.
No.
I know it's a minor detail, but like, what changed your voices? Like, was it a choice or did something happen?
You know, simultaneous to becoming evil,
yes.
We both drank by accident. Yes. We always kept the acid next to the wine.
Oh.
We never had it before, but when we decided to become evil, we said, if you are evil, then you drink acid.
Yes. So it burnt us right through.
Oh, how sad. What a terrible origin story.
Can I ask you a question? Do you like us, like, legit? Like, no joke? Like, would you, like, invite us to things and hang out with us?
You seem sort of happy to see us.
Oh, I'm very happy to see you personally. I want to turn you back to the forces of good so you can spend even more time with us, working together to fight the Dark Lord.
Yeah, and we'd hang out with you, but we got a lot of errands today.
Wait, so now I'm sensing you don't like us. This is good. This is good.
If it helps, I'm indifferant.
No, that does
How
not
could this help? That literally is nothing.
It's nothing. It's just a straight line.
What? I want to ask something, and I don't want to be rude, but I've heard through the rumor mill
Yes.
So rude.
I heard through the rumor mill that...
Talk about my scar.
Oh, I don't want to talk about your scar. It's
okay.
Talk about his scar.
No, I'm talking about his scar. But, well, by me saying I don't want to talk about it is me talking about it. So
yes, we're still talking about it.
So box ticked.
The rumor mill. You were saying
yes. I heard through the rumor mill that all skinny dogs go to hell. Is that why you turned evil? Because you know that no matter what, you're going to go to hell.
I mean, I certainly hope so.
It's like, I mean, yes, no matter what we do, eventually we just always go to hell.
Whether you're good or evil?
Whether you're good or evil. All skinny dogs go to hell.
Oh, that seems awful. What a terrible thing for skinny dogs.
No, there is a river of fire. and there is a...
a barbecue stand.
Yes.
I had a friend who was a skinny dog who went to hell, and I think about him every day. Ballpark Frank.
Oh, we knew Ballpark Frank. Yes. We used to try to hang out with them, but they never replied.
They never replied. We were not invited to Ballpark Frank's funeral.
Well, that, yeah, you can't put that on Ballpark Frank.
Yes. We have one item here for sale.
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh, what is
that?
Sorry, let me retake that.
Yes.
We have one item here that is free.
Oh, what is that?
It is this vial of poison.
Does that count towards our seven items to win the eighth item?
No.
Ah, damn.
This is free if you promise to make sure it ends up inside Tom Blaine Belleroth.
Inside him?
Well, for no reason.
That doesn't mean he has to drink it, and it doesn't mean that the vial has to be broken.
Oh, don't talk your way to either out of it here. Come on.
It could go in his ear. I mean, if in all of literature, I can't remember.
You know we meant poison him. Come on.
You want us to poison the prince who is meant to be king? How dare you? This is quite an evil act. But despite this, I can't help but be won over by your charms. I just like you two.
Oh, no.
I am so torn. For this helps possibly in our quest to pre-dethrone Tom Blaine.
Talimpia, You know, if we poison the prince, everyone will hate us even more.
Yes.
This is the only way to truly remain evil.
You know what? I think maybe let's take a quick break. And during the break, I'm going to try to unpack what pre-dethrone means. And we'll be back with more of these evil, weird little skinny dogs.
Is it pronounced Predathron?
Fuck my fingers. Use it one more time.
Eratrothkalatadon.
He's never going to learn.
Neither are you.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
So, Vukistra, Talimpia the Dark, how long have
Arnie, sorry to be rude. They said that they would introduce each other, remember?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
They said they'd do it later?
And now that I think about it, I actually am not 100% confident I said the right name to the right one.
You're feeling a little bit
evil.
Arnie? Do you feel like you walked into a finger trap the size of your whole body? A trap laid by our delay of self-introduction?
Yeah.
Good.
Anyway, I am Vokistra.
And I am Talimpia.
Yes. Now, Talimpia is my, I guess you could say, husband.
Yes.
If that's what you call it. But we like to call each other fellow skinny dog partners.
Fellow skinny dog partner.
We met at a volunteering event back when we were both very nice.
Yes. I have a question. I think it's lovely that you think of each other as equals in that way. Speaking of equal, does buying two sets of salt and pepper shakers count as the last four items, or is a set just one item?
Oh no, he found a loophole.
Each of them are, one of them is broken in each set, so it counts as one.
Damn.
Oh, it wasn't a loophole. After all.
Olympia and I are working on our communication skills still.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
We're also the proud parents of Etuinas.
Yes.
Oh.
They sometimes operate as our go-betweens during communication breakdowns, because you should always put your children between you in a fight.
Between you,
In a fight.
I think they're fighting.
I think so. Are these children new? I don't remember you having children last
Arnie,
time we talked.
Are they neutered? That's a rude question. Is that what you said?
No, but now I wonder about that too.
No, when you're evil, you're never neutered or spayed.
Never. Just filling the world with stray dogs.
But yes, the gestation period for a skinny dog is 58 days.
Oh, 58 days?
What a specific fact to know.
Yes.
So you've had time to have a few litters, and now you have this wonderful way of growing and helping the world by propagating goodness and light through the world. Through your children, you can create a better future for us all.
Mama! Mama!
What
is it?
I am so bored, okay? This is literally the worst.
It's his daughter.
No.
That's one of your kids there.
Yes, that is Celestra.
Oh, may we be introduced to Celestra?
If you must, you might regret it.
Oh, Celestra seems delightful to me.
What do you want?
Hello, Celestra. I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, etc., etc., etc.
Arnie, watch this.
Yeah.
The only thing more powerful than a wizard in Foon is a bored teenager.
And I'm here to introduce you to my friends, Arnold and Chun. And you don't seem that interested in our quest.
This is so boring.
Scylla, why are you talking to that nerd? Is that nerd talking?
That's my brother.
Here's another kid.
Oh, there's Sylvester.
Sylvester, I'm Usador. This is Arnie and Chunt. It's a pleasure to meet you. Would you be interested in joining a quest for the forces of goodness that would help you rebel against your parents?
Maybe if you would be interested in talking into my butt.
Oh damn.
I like these kids.
Oh, Usador, you should see your fucking face. You still got that black circle around your eye.
That did not seem like a sincere request. And I shan't speak into thine butt.
Shan't.
Shan't indeed.
But you shan't out of your butt.
Yeah.
What? What?
Damn. Yeah.
Usador, you're like 300 years old. Stop trying to... Look, I can be the cool guy. Hey, kids, how you doing? I'm Arnie.
We don't want your weird candy or whatever.
I'm from another world. That's kind of cool. Can you imagine there are worlds beyond this one? And I'm from one of them.
Arnie... Stop it. You're not cool, and also kids are warned in Foon to not go inside a windowless white man.
Our mom said if we ever come across a creepy person, we should use this pepper oil on them.
Oh, they got that all
now
over my
shoes.
Now you're
just going to smell like pepper.
You got peppered.
I'll step in. I'm the cool one. What's up, kiddos? Uh-oh, it's Uncle Chunt.
I'm not responsible enough for a pet. Isn't that obvious?
Well, wait, I'm a shapeshifter, but I do have pets of my own. Actually, me and my three pets, we call ourselves the Ass Menagerie. We're a cavalcade of animals. We have Sweet Butt the cow, we have Scoop Booby the dog, and we have Seance the dead cat.
Arnie, look, I'll conjure a skateboard right beneath the chunt. Door off, cut off.
I think, did he say that into my sweet butt?
I think he did.
Nice.
Now, your parents have... committed themselves to the cause of evil. Have you made a declaration of your allegiance to light or dark?
Evil is so boring.
Right?
It's so predictable. Right. It's like, we get it.
Like,
you
it's literally
kill everybody,
mostly
like...
saying the word evil. Yeah. That's all I can figure out about it.
Yeah, it's like, all talk, and it's like no action.
No. You unlike know, being good, yeah. For yeah. All I do is action after action. Ne'er do I find myself speaking of doing good. I am always doing good. Ne'er do I
Does
find
he
myself
get what
in
he's
a
doing?
Monologue of goodness and righteousness.
Huh? Shut the fuck up. Look, they're already willing to be good. You're going to outbore their parents. Like, don't talk about being good. You're going to make it worse.
You're going to make them not like good stuff.
Yeah, be cool. So you kids drinking enough water or what?
Wow. Just
help me. Help me.
He's right. You do need to hydrate. That's very important.
Hey, kids, what are you into?
Want to say to the three of you, thank you so much for watching them.
Thank you so much. We needed a break so badly.
We're going to go.
I'm going to get a cinnamon roll.
They're going to go have sex.
Evil sex.
In 58 days, you will know whether or not you're right.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's so lame. Is that what we were talking about? Were we talking about how they're lame or you're lame? I'm forgetting.
No, you were talking about how you were lame.
Hey, listen, are we going to wrap this up soon? Because I got to go hang out with some of my friends.
Okay, I'm sorry to do this, but I have to be stern, okay?
Ugh.
Being apathetic is not a personality, all right? And it doesn't make you cool. You have to care about something. Do you care about these evil objects?
No.
When you grow up, do you want to sell evil objects?
No.
Ew.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
I don't know. That's literally something you figure out then.
But here's the thing. You're weird skinny dogs. You're going to be grown-ups in like a week or two. Like, you grow up really fast.
Yeah, so we're youths right now.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have fun.
Yeah, I'm going to take the coin out of the till here. We're going to go to the arcade.
Well, before you go to the arcade, can I show you kids something? Something that I think is going to set you on the right path?
Never ends well when that question is asked.
Let me just reach behind this live, love, breathe sign. Oh, I found some more tape. Let me just rub this together here. This was your parents when they were your age.
Even just a tiny bit, like, please?
We've got snacks, we've got Bevs, we've got so many flicks to watch.
Honey, do that dance that you do.
Oh, one, two, three.
Look at him, he's having fun. We're having fun together.
Four legs, two legs, four legs, two legs, one leg, one leg, zero legs, three legs, three legs, three legs. No?
Just two dogs.
And stop. So what do you kids think of that, huh? That was your parents.
Oh
my goddesses.
My goddesses.
What?
Thank you. You guys are not cool, but we appreciate you because, like, now we have so much leverage on them.
Yeah, we're going to use this against them for the rest of their life.
Oh, man.
Well, that seems sort of evil.
Yeah, blackmail, that's evil.
Yeah, we're going to totally do mean things.
Yeah.
Damn it.
When I grabbed that tape, I realized that this sign is backwards. I accidentally turned it around. It doesn't say live, love, breathe. It says evil, evil, stop breathing.
That is how those words are backwards.
Whoa. I never thought that sign was cool till now.
So did you have fun with our children?
Yes. I'm afraid we might have turned them evil, though.
What?
You did?
Yeah, I accidentally gave them ammunition against you. I'm so sorry. I was trying to be cool and hip and teach them a lesson, and I gave them a piece of tape that was behind the evil, evil, stop breathing sign.
That is wonderful.
Wonderful.
They will.
Wow.
Use this to demean us?
Yes. Over our heads? In our weakest moments?
Von Gisra.
Yes, Dilipia.
I have never felt so proud of our children.
I honestly felt nothing for them for a very long time, but now...
I tried to muster up some sort of feeling, and all I felt was hungry.
I can't even remember their names, but now I will try to...
Something,
I don't know, the two other smaller skinny dogs.
Sinestro?
That sounds right.
We've tried everything to get our teens to become evil, but they've cared about nothing, and now you've given them a weapon for them to use and also to become traumatized, so the rest of their life they have no choice but to be evil because this moment ruined their lives.
Yes.
Hey, Dad, do you remember, does this dance ring a bell?
My dad and my mom are dancing.
Yes, 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 yes.
Very good, yes, make fun of us.
Hate us. Make us so small and worthless.
Our family was so broken for such a long time, and now we are finally complete. The four evil skinny dogs and two other ones to come.
Well, I'm going to buy these four T-shirts and then take that sign.
Ah.
Oh, yes, because that is enough for you to get that sign for free.
It's true. And don't worry. That sign will not curse you.
It won't? Oh, good. What a relief.
Oh, no, no. You said the wrong thing.
Huh?
No, that the sign will...
Oh, sorry.
Okay, sorry.
You should worry.
Oh.
What does it tell...
Why?
Von Kiss was it?
Because the sign will curse you.
The sign will
again, we've
curse
talked
you
about this.
What a reveal. I'm shocked beyond belief that this free sign that I have earned by purchasing evil fun things from your booth is now going to curse me. I shall have to use my great magical powers to extract the evil from it and leave it here so that I can enjoy this sign without the evil.
Oh, no, he turned it back the other way, so the words say the nice things.
Now it says life is a beach.
Life is a beach.
Yeah, there's a cute little starfish on it. Isn't that fun? That's a thing, aww, right?
Wow, that sign has power or doesn't, depending on if it's front ways or backwards. It's a classic Mr. Mixelplix situation.
Who?
It's an Earth thing. Everyone on Earth totally knows about it, and... Definitely
we
knows that
get
I pronounced
it. You're from another world, dude. Whatever. That's like.
It's like go back to it, right?
Yeah, go back.
I'm working on it. Get off my back, kids.
Arnie, Usador.
Hey. Yeah.
So, do we still take this vial of poison? Should we let Tomblay know that was posed to us?
It was free.
It's free poison. I mean, we shouldn't. Here, to be clear, we should not poison Tom Blaine Belleroth.
Of course, of course.
Right.
But we should at least take the poison, because if we leave it here, it's going to end up in someone's ear.
True.
Right?
If we take it and we give it to Tom Blaine, but tell him not to drink it, perhaps he can use it to his advantage.
We'll be very clear. We'll be like, this is poison.
Can we go ahead and have that free poison?
Yes, very good.
Yes.
Earlier you said something about not being in town to take advantage of a potential political unrest.
Right.
And you want us to poison Tom Blaine Belleroth. What are you two up to?
That was a lie.
An evil lie.
Evil lie.
Well, that's redundant. I think a lie is inherently evil, so just a lie.
Sometimes a little white lie can spare someone's feelings. Like when when you say something to a friend and say, like, oh, I like the way that shirt looks on you.
You said that to me yesterday about my collar and necktie.
I love that collar and necktie, though.
But do you?
Oh, yes. I think it's very fetching.
See, Chunt, now you will never know. Never, ever know if he's being sincere.
Oh, sowing the seeds of dissent, how evil.
But also, whenever we go to a new town, we like to introduce ourselves. It's kind of like a calling card of sorts.
Oh, speaking of, can you pay off your promise and introduce each other?
Well, we half did it. It's your turn.
Okay, so this is my wonderful wife. And by wonderful, I mean so deeply, nastily evil. Von Kestra.
The W is silent.
Dark.
Well, it's so nice to see you two again. Arnie, I feel like we should buy at least one other thing. Ooh, a candle, 42 coin. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's evil because it's overpriced.
This is bullshit.
Also, it doesn't smell anymore.
Oh, that is evil.
But I don't know. The fact that it costs 42 coins does make me feel like there must be something about it that I'm not getting.
Sure, yes, believe in that very much.
Yes, it's valuable because it's expensive.
Yeah, and I could tell people, like, it's almost like it's a conversation piece where you show people the candle and you're like, guess how much I paid for this candle.
And the other side of that conversation is, wow, you're dumb.
The greatest honor to ever hear from someone.
Ani, I bought you all these t-shirts. They're probably cursed, though.
What do they say on them?
Well, they say all sorts of things. Let's take a look at this one. I'm not as stink as you drunk I am.
Yes.
It's wine o'clock somewhere.
Yes.
My parents went to Northeastia, and all they bought me was this cursed t-shirt.
My other shirt is a short.
My other shirt is a short.
Wait, give me that one. I want that one. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I kind of like that one.
You, sir, you like my shirt?
I love your shirt, and I mean that.
And then a lot of games that the losing team, we printed out t-shirts saying that they won, but they lost. So it's just all those extra.
And unlike those when you normally see them, we printed them after the game.
Why would you do that?
Oh,
you knew who
of,
the winner was.
There are lots of Skur Buzzards shirts in here. That makes me sad.
Ah, they never win.
Some of these shirts just say, let's all have a good game. That sucks.
And it didn't happen.
No. It famously didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
And some of these say tie. There are no ties in Mittens. What's going on?
Never.
And this shirt just says bad shirt, question mark.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, flip it around.
Oh, yeah.
Answer's on the back.
I see it now.
Frankie says, don't relax.
Get people confused.
Well, these shirts are clearly evil, and your wares here are all clearly evil. But I'd like to thank you for being an active part of the economy, and that's a very good thing that we really need here in Northeastia. So thank you for your positive impact upon the rest of the city.
Yes, we will not be using any of our coins to help small businesses.
No.
The most evil thing you can do.
From the Northeastia economy. Everything will be ordered from afar and delivered.
Oh.
And I just want to say thank you. So I'm getting emotional. Thank you so much for allowing us to look after your kids for a little bit, because I don't know what it is, but I just feel like I help them, or I don't know. It felt so good to spend time with them. And if you ever need a babysitter, please think of me.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, little badger man.
What are you doing next week for about 7 months?
For 7 months.
Oh, well, 7 months in skinny dog time is, I think that's about half an hour.
No, that's a common misconception. It's the same time.
Same time. Okay. Yeah.
What are you doing next week for 7 months? Words don't mean anything.
I think I'm free. Arnie, do we have anything going on?
7 months. Oh. I mean, I know we have to do the podcast every week, but that's about an hour out of the whole week.
Yeah.
Just feed them a can in the morning and give them dry food at night. They'll be fine.
Yes.
A can? Like, just feed them a can?
Change the litter once.
Wait, are your children cats and not dogs?
No, it's dog litter. Don't, we're not abusive.
Hey, kids, do you shit in a litter box?
Yeah.
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 What? Ew, that's a creepy thing to ask.
Yeah, where do you...
Arnie, no.
No, I don't want to know.
I mean, I don't want to... I'm just saying, like...
Do you go up to other people and you're like, hey, do you poop in a can?
Oh, get this windowless white man out of here. Arnie, scoot.
Actually, he does do that.
Oh, see, that's wow.
I wish I didn't know.
That's so weird. Go back to Earth.
I'm trying. Kids, get off my back.
Are you trying, though?
I mean, slowly. I'm doing it via podcast. I'm recording all this, by the way.
You have our consent.
Yeah, okay, we love giving out data.
Oh, have you two thought about starting a podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we decided not to.
Then we decided not to. Podcasts are over.
What?
Yeah. It's all about short 15-second videos that loop.
Just sort of a quick bite of video?
Yeah.
Could you do one?
Oh, yeah.
I have to show them everything. Oh.
You should do your dad's dance for one.
Fine. I do bump da, two legs, four legs,
look,
two legs,
dancing.
Four legs, two legs,
he's
one
dancing
leg, one
like
leg,
our
one
dad.
Leg, two leg, one
he's
leg,
dancing
three
like
legs,
our
three
dad.
Legs, zero legs.
He's dancing.
You, sir, make a little heart appear.
Bing. Viral.
I'm so sorry you have to deal with them. Truly, they are
It's like next level I'm realizing what evil yes. is, and they, I am honestly afraid of them at this point.
Legit nasty.
But so thank you. We'll drop off all of their clothes.
Yes.
For thank 7 months.
Thank you so much. All hail the Dark Lord.
All hail the Dark
Wait,
Lord.
Wait, what? No.
All hail the Dark Lord. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sorry, they almost got me. Sorry, you Yusor.
Chant. Welcome.
You heard it here first. Podcasts are over. And even if we're not single-handedly responsible, I like to think we played a pivotal role. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. The evil skinny dog couple, Vokistra and Talimpia of the Dark, were played by special guest Mujan Solfigari and Seth Lind, both of whom can be heard on Mission to Zix's new fifth season, which just premiered on April 28th. Like, it just happened! Mujan is also on this season of Tuning Out the News on Paramount Plus, and can be seen on reruns of At Home with Amy Sedaris. And Seth Lind is fine with that. He's fine! Everything Mujan has going on is totally deserved. Seth's time will come. Oh gosh, did I just bend this fork I was holding? Metal is so frail these days. Prince Tomblaine Belleroth was played by Steve Waltine. And now, a quick announcement. Thanks to a generous government grant to keep Kevin Serretta occupied, Masters of Mayhem Season 2, our spinoff featuring Drip Fang and Baron Ragoon, drops this Thursday, May 13th. Use promo code MAGIC at stitcher.com/premium for a free month of listening. Nothing angers Kevin more than people gaming the system to deprive him of money. Although plenty of things anger him as much. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Finally, a closing shout-out to Twitter handle NoodleBucket, who, I'm told, has never listened to this show, has no plans to, and has no possible way of hearing this. NoodleBucket, don't you change a thing.
Do you want to follow your dreams? I bet you shouldn't.
Wait, and this is a sequel to your previous book, which was titled
Does anyone remember? It was something like I Bet You Can, right?
Yeah, it was
Think You Can Change the World. Think You Can
We can maybe do it? A pickup later.
Yeah, we won't worry about it too much.
Yeah,
that's it.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.